Let's be real. Losing weight as a New Year's resolution, it's usually at the very top of many people's lists of resolutions each year. But a study at North Carolina State University found that many relationships suffer when one partner loses at least 30 pounds. It continues by saying couples begin fighting over food, nagging about exercise, and feeling simply annoyed about the time spent on weight loss efforts and the fact that the other person is sort of left behind in the shuffle. Even if they don't feel they need to lose weight, they feel kind of like odd man out, or that you're spending more time focusing on your weight loss than the person you're in the relationship with. So how do we avoid that? Especially because for the next couple of weeks, we're not going to have Wednesday regular shows here on Melissa in the Morning, which means we will not have Workout Wednesdays until we get into January. Amy Linus is back with us, our workout guru, our wellness coach, to talk about how do we balance weight loss goals without ruining our relationships. What do you think, Amy?
Hey, good morning, Melissa. Oh, I think there's a lot of validity to everything you were just mentioning. And I would really love to go over a lot of those key points, because I do work with a lot of husbands and wives, and these things pop up as everybody's losing weight. And it tends to happen more with the husband than the wife, because men tend to drop it faster than us women do. So it can just be such a gamble sometimes, and really tough for the other person to kind of understand and stay motivated and keep up. But I think the main component here to keeping this a positive change across the board for couples is to communicate indefinitely, like constantly communicate how you're feeling, because you're making a major lifestyle change. Just like when you get married or when you get into a relationship, that's a major change in your lifestyle. So you have to really adapt to that and make sure that you are communicating, keep those lines of communication open. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of things come out. A lot of issues that were kind of lying under the surface come to the surface when these things happen, which can be a positive thing, not necessarily a negative thing, if you have the right tools to deal with it.
It sounds like, though, Amy, and correct me if I'm wrong, you should almost be having these conversations and letting your partner know if you're going to go down the journey of weight loss and it's really going to be a life change. You should almost have those conversations and involve them, even if they don't want to go through a weight loss journey with you. They should be involved and know about your plans before you even start.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Even down to the person, let's say you're going to hire someone to help you on this journey because you've gotten yourself so far and you want to take it to the next level. Even that should be a joint decision with the couple.
Well, because again, you're talking about your joint money and what it's being spent on.
Right.
So it's interesting because my husband and I have very similar body types in the sense that we could gain weight very quickly, but the way we lose weight is very, very different. So for example, you know, whenever I have gone through a weight loss journey, it's interesting. He never is also going through it. Like, we're always like flip-flop.
Yeah.
So right now I'm in a really great place and my husband's like not feeling his best, even though I think he looks great, he doesn't feel his best. So the conversations beforehand are so helpful because, for example, my husband's like, listen, in the new year, once the holidays are over, he's like, I would like to go back to working out every single day. When is it best for you that I work out? Would you like me to do that at home after you and Chase go to bed? Would you be okay with me doing it during my lunch break, which now cuts into us having like dates once a week, which is what we try to do during the work week.
Yeah.
So we have these conversations of, hey, this is what my plans are, but how would you like to work around this, or what works best for you? And it's vice versa. Same with him. When I changed all of my eating habits, I said to him, this is what dinners are going to look like. What would you say are proteins you really like? What would you say are side dishes you really can't stand? It's because it adjusted how he was now going to eat his dinners. Those conversations are vital. They're vital, if you're not going through the journey together.
That is so true. And I'm so happy that you used yourself as an example, because it is. And it poses a lot of questions, a lot of concerns. And when we're going through these situations, I want our listeners to realize out there that life is cyclical. It's never going to be point A to point B in a straight line. You're going to have those ups and downs and backs and forth, just like you do in relationships and just like we do with the seasons. So in order to support each other through those, again, the communication is going to be vital, and talking about things before just running out and doing them. I mean, and that's typically what you should do in a relationship anyway. So treat it like any other big decision that's going to affect your family and your household and your lifestyle, because lifestyle, it's a lifestyle. It's not a quick fix. and you're not going to always be making that weight loss journey top priority. It's going to be back and forth and up and down, and you need that support at home. And also, when the other person isn't where they want to be, or they aren't receiving the results that they want to receive quickly, you need to be able to supply some extra like reassurance during that situation or scenario. I see it a lot with my husbands and wives who compete as well.
Really?
It's pretty wild. Oh, it gets really intense. Yeah.
I would not want to be you in those situations. So Amy, I've been in that situation. I mean, years and years and years ago, this was during my dating years with Derek. So before we even got married, I remember being in television and true story. I tell it all the time. I was literally told I had to lose about 30 pounds in order for them to allow me to go on the air. That's how great it was. So this was years ago. Yes. Uh-huh. So, you know, uh-huh. I had said to my boyfriend, now husband at the time, I said, I got to lose weight. I'm not going to be able to even do my stories on air. So I got to lose this weight. And I remember him being on the couch so many times eating pizza while I'm eating these like salmon, you know, whatever. And it infuriated me. But so long, I always would think, you know, I hate that we're not going through this together. But I've actually learned that going back to where I am today, I'm in a really great place. My husband doesn't feel he is. Mm-hmm. It is actually really great when you have a spouse, if they know what your goals are, the spouse that is like, hey, I'm in a good place. I feel good to be that motivator, to be that champion, mm-hmm. to be that cheerleader for them.
That accountability partner.
I know that's what I was going to say. Is the importance of being mm-hmm. an accountability partner instead of feeling defeated by their journey and watching them make this a priority, the importance of encouragement and almost empowering the other spouse to be a cheerleader.
Yeah. When you pose that positive reinforcement, the person that you love is just going to react to it more. And it's just human. It's psychology and human nature for us to think, oh, we have to do the opposite of that. But in reality, if you support that person and you are their biggest fan, their biggest cheerleader, guess what? They're going to keep coming back to you every time and time again. And then trust is going to be intensified in your relationship. You're going to really feel even more connected. And then it also shows that it's okay for one person to shine and the other not to be so bright, and vice versa in so many scenarios. But that's the point of a relationship, is to be with someone who's got your back, who's going to support you through everything and vice versa. So I'm so happy that you shared all of that. And I had a similar situation to you too, Melissa. I was in modeling in a younger age, and they told me I needed to lose 40 pounds. I was
Isn't that great?
No
don't you
way.
Love it? Ugh, don't you love the careers that we have? I tell you, they're just so great. But luckily, like you said, we have, you know, hopefully relationships that we can lean on, and certainly, you know, people, friends, colleagues, you know, people like you in our lives that are going to encourage us to you know, make those weight loss goals. And also to remember that these should be lifestyle changes, not just a quick fix. And I think those are things that certainly as we get into the new year, Amy, we are going to talk a lot about as well when we come back in January. Mm-hmm. But I want to thank you so much for having this wholesome conversation. I think it's important for people to think about, especially, again, if weight loss is at the top of their to-do list for their New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm glad we were able to put it out there and put it into everyone's head going into it, so that you have the desire and you have the know-how to handle these scenarios as they pop up. So I'm really, really glad we were able to have this little heart-to-heart today for your listeners.
Me too, Amy. I love having heart-to-hearts with you. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and I will talk to you in the new year.
Sounds wonderful, Melissa. You guys have a great holiday season, too.
Thank you. You too. Amy Linus of Workout Wednesday here on WICC.